Issues of pregnancy, such as risk of miscarriage, labor, and bleeding, are classified as emergency cases, and the failure to treat them as such could endanger the lives of the women and their babies. Ambulance services help immensely to mitigate this risk. In organized settings, ambulances are stationed at primary health centers so that in cases of emergency situations, they could be used to rush the patients to bigger or specialized hospitals for urgent attention. However, records show that the ambulance service culture in the country is very poor, which partly explains why many women die during pregnancy. Factors responsible for the poor ambulance situation include bad roads, which prevent such vehicles from reaching certain areas, as well as lack of maintenance or the few ones available. Medical practitioners Dr. Irene Osuata and Dr. Luther Fashion buttress the point. Dr. Fashion was the first to speak.
There has to be good roads. There has to be electricity. Sometimes the drivers will tell you they don't have money, they have not paid their salaries. But sometimes the driver will tell you, look, I'm an ambulance driver for this hospital and I've been paid my salary. I'm happy. I want to carry this woman to that village to go and get a doctor, but I don't have fuel in my car.
The ambulances are not used basically for what they are meant for. Especially at the primary healthcare level. You see ambulances being used to convey vaccines. You see them being used to take stuff from the marketplace. Ambulances are meant to take people from one healthcare center to the other for referral purpose.
In Lagos, many motorists have no regard for ambulances as they struggle over the right of way with such vehicles on the roads. According to an official of the Lagos State Ambulance Service, Dr. Kaga Sedata, the agency had to install a public address system on its vehicles to appeal to motorists to always yield right of way to ambulances.
There are many instances where people don't even obey the sirens. They will tell you what, so you see a dead person that is inside. So we get the public address system and we tell them, please, it may be your mother or your father or your relative that is involved. There's an accident down there. Please, can you make way for the ambulance?
To make ambulance service effective, experts are of the opinion that local governments, which oversee primary health centers, should take over the supervision of the system. An NGO executive, Mrs. Emanuela Kiola, belongs to this school of thought.
You are telling the government that to take responsibility for the lives of persons in the state, especially local government. It is the one coordinating most of the ambulances in the PHCs. Make sure the ambulances are available, are well funded, and also make sure that drivers are paid and are available so that when these emergency cases come up, they can easily be referred and brought to the clinic for safety.
Another NGO executive, Mr. Ayo Adebusoye, wants local government chairman to set aside special funds in their budget for the acquisition of modern equipment in primary health centers.
All hands should be on deck because we have a target for 2015, which is not being met as the way we're going. One major point is the local government chairman have to come on board fully to ensure that they provide quality healthcare for our mothers and children. Secondly, there has to be inclusion of persons with disabilities.
For Dr. Swata, not only should ambulances be well maintained, qualified medical officials should form bulk of the team.
You have to do proper patient handling to put the patient into the ambulance. Do we have the skilled personnel to follow those ambulances to the next referral point? Do we have the necessary drug and not just the personnel, but also the infrastructure, the drugs? These are all gaps we've noticed at the primary healthcare level.
A gynecologist wants the government to rehabilitate roads across the country to make them motorable, while motorists in urban centers should always yield way for ambulances.
Ambulances are not just ordinary vehicles on the road. They are not like the downfall buses. They are not passenger-carrying buses. They are, strictly speaking, life-saving tools. And so, therefore, they should be accorded the right of way at any time.
In the meantime, pregnant women are advised to be alert and look out for danger signs such as blood droppings and swellings of legs, which they should immediately report to the hospitals to avoid emergency cases. After all, it is said that prevention is better than cure. I am Innocent Ono.